I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky. A listener wants to know, if it's the middle of the night and I go out and look at the sky, and essentially I can see 180 degrees, what's on the other 180 degrees? Star charts don't tell you anything. Does this make sense to you?
Let's say it really is the middle of the night. It really is midnight. That means the sun is directly below you, below your feet, beyond the bulk of Earth. The sun is just as surely below you at midnight as it is overhead at noon.
If it's midnight, you've got some hours to spend while Earth spins on its axis and finally brings the sun back into view in the east at dawn. If you watch, you'll see that the whole sky moves in the same way the sun does during the day. The patterns of the constellation shift westward throughout the night due to Earth's spin.
And the sun is just one of hundreds of billions of stars in our Milky Way galaxy, located on all sides of the Earth and the sun in space. So what's on the other side of Earth as you stand outside at midnight gazing at the dome of stars? The simple answer is the sun and all the bustle and activity of the daylight world.
And beyond that, drowned in the sun's glare as seen from that daylit side of Earth, another whole sky full of stars. And that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.